Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling for a testing site near you?
Sort of, kind of, for the second shot, because for some reason the weather upheld my place where I got my first shot, and now I'm scheduled to have a surgery, and my doctor told me just to see if I could find the second shot available
okay.
on the 5th of March.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Where is your county?
Etowah County. 307. I went to my husband's an essential worker, and we went to some place that they offered him, you know, the shot. And so I went with him because they said, you know, under my health conditions that I could get one. So I ended up getting one, but now they're saying they can't give them out because the weather upheld all of it. So, you know, I'm not really worried about having it today because I don't need it today. I'm scheduled to have it done on the 5th of March.
Mm-hmm.
But, thank you. Can I get some hot stuff? You know, I'm just trying to make sure that I can find it, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I can get this. I've got, my bladder has fallen out. That's crazy to say that. But it's fallen out, and the doctors are wanting to put it back in.
Okay. I know that could happen. My goodness. Okay.
I know. Well, I had a hysterectomy years ago, mm-hmm. and because I've had so many children, my bladder's weak. Well, when
okay.
you have a hysterectomy, they take your ovaries out and your everything out, so you don't have anything holding your bladder up, and it
mm-hmm.
is literally fallen out between my legs.
Oh, my gosh.
It is so embarrassing.
I know,
to tell
that's uncomfortable
story,
too. Yes.
I mean, I went to the bathroom one day and I was like, "What is that?" And I had my husband look and he's like, "Oh my God, Michelle, it looks like a baby's head." And I'm like, "What?"
What?
I mean, I'm going on. Yes. Yes. It looked like a baby's head. And I was like, "What the hell is that?" So I ran to my primary and she checked me and she said, "Honey, that's your bladder. It's came through your vaginal wall, and it's just hanging there." And I'm like,
"Oh my Lord! Oh my God!
Oh my God!" So I'm like freaking out.
I know you were.
I was like, "Hey, I'm too old, and I had a hysterectomy. If I'm having a baby, I'm gonna be rich.
Oh,
I'm gonna be real
no.
rich."
Yeah, but you say you don't have a hysterectomy. I know, right? Okay. Oh, mercy.
He's like, "Well," I said, "my second shot's not scheduled till the 5th of March."
Oh,
and he
my.
Says, "Well,
uh-huh.
we need to get this surgery done, but I'd rather you have that second shot before we get it done." And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
"Well, I've got," and I said, "Well, they texted me last night and said my appointment was canceled." And I called them this morning, and they're like, "Well, the problem is the weather last week, we don't have any more vaccines." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." So,
oh, Etowah don't have any vaccines?
No. Where we had it done was up in Cherokee County at some place that gave the essential workers their shots. But, see, we live in Etowah
mm-hmm.
County. And I'm like, "Well, I guess I'll just start calling around and see if I can find it." But then the doctor office gave me your number, and he's like, "Well, try this." He said, "Call them and see what they say." So
yeah,
calling y'all.
I'm not showing anything in Etowah, but I did Google it. I see, is there a Super B's pharmacy there?
In Etowah? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm seeing that a Super B. Yeah, the Etowah County Health Department and the Super B's Pharmacy supposed to be giving it.
On the second
they're
shot?
They're providing. I'm not sure if it was second or first, but you can call. Yeah, you can call them and see.
Okay. So call Super B or the health department then. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'll give them a call and can you
and
literally
then check your go ahead.
Can you like literally take your first vaccine card and go anywhere and get it?
I'm sure you can, as long as they're giving the second one. I'm sure that you can.
I just didn't want to, you know, I don't want to take away from somebody that's, you know, needing it and going to have the first one or something, but I've got to get this surgery done. I can't go like this much longer. So, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know. They might not even allow me to just take the second vaccine unless I go to where I got it the first time. You know, I don't know the rules about all that kind of stuff. So,
no, I don't know either about that. Like you said, I don't know either.
Well, it's
always,
been.
Call and see. And then do you have a CVS and a Sam's or a Walmart there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, check with them also. They're giving it out to you. And you don't have to be a member of Sam's Club either to get that shot.
Oh.
So just check with them and see what they're giving out. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I sure will. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
All right, you're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. All right, you too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.